Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. come back, and of course we're trying to track down Gary Richard Arnold. We're having some audio connection troubles, but that's standard because there's a lot of hops between here in California and Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and also connecting back to California to the phone for Gary Richard Arnold. And of course I know he was going to put up a new phone and headphone attachments. Maybe he's having some tech troubles. Should always delegate that if you don't know how to do it yourself. I'm teched up. I have a custom-made supercomputer. I do audio and video connections. In fact, after the show today, I'll probably do a quick video news summary. Now, I want to touch on some of the major news items that are cooking right now. First off, a tanker torpedo attack in Hormuz. And I'm very skeptical. I mean, I keep my skepticals on. Like, instead of spectacles, I call them my skepticals. Who wants to have a war? I mean, here's the menu for Donald Trump. Okay. You want to close down Iran and the mullahs. You don't need a war. You don't need dead bodies of either Iranians or American troops or blown up, you know, or Russia trying to attack from the Black Sea or military bases. The first thing you need to do is shut down the oil. That means you not only, deal with shutting down Iranian oil so the tankers can actually go and deliver their oil. And number two, you deal with the countries that are actually still dealing with Iran and believe that Iran being in a treaty relationship regarding the advances, even though they said they've increased their amount of nuclear enrichment to four times their previous level, so they're creating nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapons are not okay, especially with mullahs and Iranians who believe in the end times and want to blow it up and bring on both the Imam Mahdi. I mean, that's not a good thing, okay? People who believe in Allah, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, and want to bring about the end of the world, that's a bad idea. I mean, this is a suicidal stupidity to allow them to have nukes. And again, they only have them because Russia and China are doing them because these nations think it's a good idea to have proxy nations rather than they themselves attack because they're stupid enough to think that they can attack America and survive. Let me tell you, Mr. Russia and Mr. China, you attack America, you'll cease to exist. Hundreds of years from now, they won't even know your nation existed. And same with you, Iran. And what's going to happen is it's in the Bible that Western Iran will become basically a desolate place. Ah, sounds like I hear a beep. Is that Gary Richard Arnold?
Yes, it is. I bought that phone this morning. It's not charged up enough, apparently, so I had to replug into my old phone for now.
Ah, okay. So it sounds like next week we'll have better audio, but we don't hear an echo, which is good. Here, I was just mentioning about the... I keep my skepticals on instead of spectacles. Do you like that?
Yeah.
About the torpedo hitting the tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. You wonder, Kibono, who's going to benefit from us going to war? First off, Trump can use a couple phone calls to close down bank accounts of Putin and the Iranian banks and even the allies that actually still believe in this treaty with Iran, even though they said they're going to enrich uranium. I mean, honestly, Trump has a whole lot of things in his bailiwick. My first bit of advice is do not tweet or talk to Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, the pre-demented maniacs in the Demon Rat Party. Stop it. Don't talk to them. In fact, I would continue fencing directly against Biden because Biden is a perfect foil for Trump. I mean, Sleepy Joe should call him, pre-demented Joe. He can't even keep his story straight, and he keeps on stealing lines from other people in history and pretending they're his. It's like, Joe, you're a joke. You're a joke. It's ridiculous. And the rest of the demon rats are so demonically baby-killing maniacs that want open borders. Here in California, they got a bill where I know I have personal friends that can't afford insurance here. One of them is the hairdresser for my wife. She can't afford insurance because of the way things are in this state. Yet they're going to tax us to pay for illegals in the state of California. Now, we already have a bill that was passed in 1987 that if you come to America, even if you're just visiting here from anywhere else, we'll take care of you in an emergency department. I want to have rooms besides the emergency where they take care of people. I don't want socialism. I don't want them to direct me to tell me or my wife I have to go to a specific hospital or doctor that kills me or my family. I want to get the best doctor and the best treatment integrated with the best medical care, and I don't want anybody telling me I can't do integrative medicine. If I was in Canada, I can guarantee you what I do right now, integrative medicine, could not be allowed in Britain or in Canada. Dr. Deagle, where's your license? I say, most of my patients aren't even in California. They're all over the world. You know, what a bunch of idiots, okay? I've been in practice like 46 years. For them to suggest that I need a freaking license when I have been in practice this long and multiple board certified is idiotic. And I don't provide treatment. I don't cut people or whatever. I do provide them home therapy and nutraceuticals and recommend clinics to do different treatment. But again, remember, if the government decides what you're going to do, including vaccination, they're going to kill you.
And if it costs too much to take care of you, they're going to terminate you. You know, and people don't get this, do they? They think socialism is wonderful. Are you out of your freaking mind?
Well, it goes back to the divine right to rule. I mean, to issue licenses to anybody by the government is ridiculous and unfounded. You have professional organizations that require certain stringent programs and...
Exactly.
You know, rules, and then you go to them to trust their people that they insure, right?
Well, none of these idiots, and I'm trying to get a hold of Representative Scott, who's a new who's a new senator from Florida, and he's working with Trump on a new plan. They are doing some good things. They're reducing, they're having what's called openness about the cost of different drugs and procedures across hospitals and both drug companies. But I would be, I'll go beyond that. I allow insurance carriers to compete anywhere in the country with any other state. Number two. I would get rid of malpractice completely and have mediation. And if you file a mediation claim, then they have to analyze to see if the doctor is actually practicing properly and knows what the hell they're doing and do a test, an online test to see what their knowledge base is. And if they don't, just increase their knowledge. Don't wait until they kill somebody. What I discovered in practice is if you got somebody who's making enough money and has connections to the medical board, they literally get away with murder. I'll give you an example. I had a spine surgeon that I was asked to do an independent medical exam. I can hear an echo there. You better turn your computer down. I had a spine surgeon in 1999 and 2000 that was actually operated on a Hispanic gentleman, 42, and he paralyzed him. And it took him 10 months to get a doctor willing to do an independent medical exam, and this patient was referred from Boulder. So I analyzed the guy. And by the way, I still do medical legal work in every specialty everywhere on the planet. So if you've got a bad medical legal case and they never video depo me or have me fly somewhere, because once I review the case, it's damn well over. Anyway, this gentleman basically, the spine surgeon did a spinoplasty on him because he said he had an unstable spine. Now, if you have an unstable spine, you're hitting the spinal nerve, which you have to do a flexion extension MRI scan, which they didn't do. They didn't even do a nerve conduction study to see if he had motor nerve dropout or whatever, okay? It's a 14-hour, half-hour procedure with two surgeons, so they opened up his abdomen and put a spinal titanium cage in the front and back of his spine, and they actually put screws to his spinal nerve roots. I couldn't find it at first because my office manager managed to track down, they're hiding the records, and when I did a sensory nerve mapping, which I bet we were working at the pain clinics at the Anschutz Pain Clinic and developed the technology for mapping out pain with Dr. Jim Hedgecock, and we found at the American Sensory Medical Association, Greenville, South Carolina, I discovered he had dead nerves. I was like, what the hell? How do you have dead nerves? When my nurse office manager found this, she got the records. Son of a bitch. This this surgeon had actually put screws to the patient's nerve roots. So I get a call a couple months later that the surgeon said, Doctor, did they go worse? How angry with you? What do you mean angry? I said, I did an IME. I didn't treat the patient. I just did an independent evaluation and a nerve mapping, okay? You got to turn down your thinking. I'm still getting an echo, okay? You got to turn it down. So anyway, so what's happening is I called up the board of medical examiners, and they said, I said, I want you to discipline this damn doctor. He's threatening me that he knows the board president and board members. Now, this guy was making, on average, for his two teams of surgeons, per patient, 4 days a week, $250,000. That one patient, he got charged $257,000 for the surgery, okay? Dr. Michael Janssen, okay? Yeah, believe it or not. So, anyway, he said, well, we're not going to do anything. I said, are you not going to discipline this freaking doctor threatening me? Of course, he knew the board president and other people, so he had connections, right? 6 months later, a physiatrist in his office filed a complaint against me, so I had to answer a complaint because of my IME. I didn't do treatment on the patient. I did an independent evaluation, and I was enraged that they had the freaking nerve to actually try to discipline me for giving an opinion about a guy that he freaking paralyzed.
Wow.
Okay? Now, if you're rich and powerful or you belong to a group of 500 doctors with a battalion of attorneys, they're not going to touch you. The medical board is going to come after single doctors or small groups that piss them off, or they're a competing group of doctors. It could be orthopedic surgeons, vascular surgeons, whatever, but they're competing with another group that's connected to somebody on the board. Now, so these boards of examiners are populated by political animals, just like they're stupid freaking politicians like the demon rats. The Democrats are not elected in there to do any good. I mean, they should have their salary cut off. They actually just last week put in for a salary increase. I'm thinking, You should get no freaking salary. You're not doing anything to stop the border. I can hear the echo again. You got to get turn it off. So anyway, so they're not doing damn thing. So people say, well, Dr. Deagle, how do you know all this stuff? I said, I went through living hell. I mean, I had sat in front of the board members back in 2003, and one of my patients committed suicide. I discharged him because he was a drug addict and a criminal with an anklet on track by the government. And I discharged him because he came up with benzylgonine because I'm a toxicologist, too. I said, you're out of here, bud. You use illegal drugs. You're done. And he killed himself with drugs he got from the university hospital and his illegal drugs he took when he broke up with his girlfriend. The medical board, I found out, had recommended that the family sue me for his death. First and only lawsuit I ever had.
Yeah.
So you got to understand here, we have a corrupt system. Now, you hear Bernie Sanders clause and even the Republicans and even Trump. Trump's working around some of the edges of it. You need to get deeper into Trump, okay? You want to fix health care? Allow alternative pathways. I have surgeons I work with that are basically on-the-ground surgeons working in MASH units, say, in over battlefields. And they've done 4 or 5 tours of duty. They can do an appendectomy and an AL plating on your leg with their eyes shut, okay? So they come back here if they study the database of information as a surgeon and they pass a surgical test in a surgical unit, they should become, quote, surgeons. Now, there's a nurse practitioner's 20, 25 years of practice. They want to learn how to do a C-section. For God's sake, if they have the surgical skill sets and the knowledge, let them do it. I have family doctors in different states, depending on where you are. In Texas, I had friends who graduated with me. When they went to practice in Texas, they took extra training so they could do C-sections in rural practice. Good idea. So what we have is a system where we make the thing expensive as hell. We make the cost of approving drugs as expensive as hell. We try to suppress nutraceutical technology. We don't train doctors to do integrative functional medicine so they reduce the amount of toxic drugs they give. So people are spending a fortune on drugs, right? Then we do interventional procedures because we pay doctors big buco bucks to cut on people and do big procedures, which may or may not be what they need. But the doctors should get paid the same whether they're talking to somebody or not. I want to make it income neutral. So if you're a cardiac surgeon, I don't care if you're talking to somebody or doing a bypass, a cabbage. Pay them the same, okay? But don't do a procedure so you can make enough bucks to buy a bigger boat. Now, people say, that's too logical, Deagle. Yeah, it is, isn't it? And it's not being done in socialist countries like Canada. If you're in Canada and need something urgent, you could end up waiting 2 or 3 weeks or even 6 months. And if you want something novel or it requires, say, insulin-potentiated chemo or alternative cancer therapy, like Trump recently authorized a vaccine against the blood vessels of cancer or new innovative care, ain't going to happen in Canada. Or if it does, those poor doctors, and I know them personally, get persecuted like hell. Okay? I was persecuted in Alberta back in the early 80s. In fact, when I gave equations to a dentist doing his PhD in dental pathology, they threatened to pull my license for giving him equations. Called, you're working in association, Dr. Deagle. I said, what the hell? I gave the guy equations because I'm a chemist. I had a PhD in chemistry and toxicology in the early 70s and was a charter member of Greenpeace and environmental expert. So you wonder why the hell things are going wrong? It's because even Trump, as much as he's doing, which is a lot more than anybody else, needs to go a long way further. And when I hear idiots like Bernie Sanders Claus, this freaking communist that had his, when he got married, he actually did his honeymoon in Russia. The poor Russian people are living under the thumb of Putin as a bunch of crazy maniacs. Same in China. There's 13 million citizens or under citizens. They can't get drugs or even health care because their rating is so low. They even put a message on their phone so once they're out in public, they put a ring on their phone to tell people that they are not kowtowing to the PLA and the Communist Empire to make them embarrassed.
It was Brzezinski who wrote that, while it might have been a little bit rough for the Russians and communist ideology, Stalin was a good thing to come along. I mean, this is their statement. So you get statements like that from David
exactly.
Rockefeller.
Disgusting.
And of course, these are the same people that run CNN and all the rest of the
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Food is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
So, Gary, I wanted to get your response. I did a little rant there for a minute, but I want people to understand. I had the experience. And I do want people to call into the show, but keep your question to the topic. 844-769-2944. By the way, We are on a bunch of networks. We are on Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio. We're on our own network here. We hopefully, I just talked yesterday to Jeff, we'll be getting back on his network. I'm working at getting on Christian networks as well. We have our own Vimeo to live stream to Vimeo YouTube channel network. We're on radio.co. If you go to our radio.co, you can download that as well. We're expanding those. We want to get the word out because, to be honest with you, the content we have on our show, whether it's anti-aging wellness, life's extension, integrative medicine, or Christian geopolitical and geopolitical analysis, we go farther than anybody. I mean, if Tucker Carlson covered half an hour of what we do, let's say, on one of our hours, Gary, he would be fired on the spot, wouldn't he?
Yeah, no, they all would. I mean,
they all know, like Hannity, kiss-ass Hannity, I call him, you know. Hannity's a good guy, but he's not going to cross those little red lines and ask questions, you know, like how did 9/11 happen? Or Trump, and by the way, Trump needs to stop fencing with Nancy Pelosi and Schumer. For God's sake, Trump, these people are mentally ill and they're evil. They're evil.
You know, he needs to jump a level to some of their, let's go to, some of their funders.
Yeah, what he needs to do also is force Bard actually and Durham to start charging people. I want to see people perp walking in orange. I want to see Hillary Clinton and Obama and Valerie Jarrett and McCabe and all these people and Cardinal, the green giant from hell. I want to see this son of a bitch with puppy eyes going to prison. Okay, don't want to hear any more people getting pundits and jobs in CNN and cable news network being paid to actually be a commentator, and he still has security clearance. Clapper and Brennan, what the hell?
Yeah, well, Trump. Look at Leon Panetta, for Christ's sakes. And a half century ago, the Congress had an investigative committee into foundations, and it showed the network of foundations. It took it right to the very top. It was actually what McCarthy ended up getting killed for, because he was tracing the communist internationally and in the streets right to the heart of it with the skull and bones like Symington and McMundy and those folks. But there was a report done on tax-exempt foundations. They are the conduit today. They're involved in every community and doing the Sovietization that we've been talking about before. But those groups and the heads of those groups and the heads of these technological, multinational, our new newspapers or public utilities are being used against us. Right now, it's a political weapon.
And by the way,
by
the way, one of the things, the biggest part of our overbloated budget is the fact is we have what's called, I call the corruption of little towns and cities making one part for things like the Joint Strike Fighter. I knew the guy actually designing in Colorado the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And I'm reading an article here from Drudge that says America is stuck with a $400 billion stealth fighter that can't fight. And I'm going to read a bit of it. This shows you how stupid we are. And we're coming against China and Russia. Here's something the public didn't know until today. It's one of the U.S. military's new F-35 stealth fighters has to climb up into a steep angle in order to dodge an enemy attack. Design flaws that mean the plane might suddenly tumble out of control and crash. Oh, my. And some versions of the F-35 can decelerate to supersonic speed without melting their own tails or shredding the expensive coating that helps them to planes to be radar-evading qualities. Now, what the hell's going on with acquisition of weapons? For example, I have acquisition of weapons documents from the U.S. Navy that they recommended in San Diego they stop building friggin' aircraft carriers. Have mobile smaller ships that can be run robotically because they don't have an anti-missile system or anti-torpedo system to protect the ships from being attacked.
Oh, it's nothing but a big target. It's
ridiculous.
For our troops and our weapons and our technology, it's a damn target.
Remember the Cook a few years ago. The Russians flew over the Cook and actually hit it with a radar blocking system, shut down the power for the entire aircraft carrier, and they couldn't shave or turn their engines or move around. I don't believe people are stupid. I believe people are viciously ignorant. And the same thing is our military. Our military is looking at this, and of course the politicians are the ones acquiring the material and making no contracts, so they get one or two parts made, and they put together something that's put together like the old story is, an elephant is made by a committee, It's got a hairy ass, it's a long trunk, it's got big legs, whatever. In other words, these Joint Strike Fighters, the F-35, can't fly. They can't fight. Duh. If you ever get into real conflict, you know what they are? A giant target. They're actually not designed to be a joint strike fighter. They're a stealth bomber. And we built 2,700 of these plus. And they can fly with a radar signature of a bird at almost Mach 2 and then drop up to 6,600 kilograms of nuclear material on Russia or China. They won't see us coming. We can blow them all to hell. So people don't understand what's really going on here, and this is under Bill Clinton, is evil, corrupt, stupid, pay me a billions of dollars of money, backdoor sneakiness. And the problem is Trump's trying to fix this. The system is corrupt on both the Republican and the Democratic side. That's why when they talk about the tariffs, there are a bunch of Republicans who are backstabbing Trump saying, you can't do that with Mexico. Listen, Mexico is a narco state, okay? A good number of the towns and cities, and I have a good friend, personal friend, whose family owns a narco city in central Mexico. They own the whole place. They own the hospitals, the ambulances, the schools. If you need anything, they take care of you. Screw with them, you're dead. You'll end up beheaded and your carcass hanging off of a bridge somewhere. Okay? So, the same thing with Central America. No wonder these people are leaving. They're leaving because it's unlivable. And guess what? We're the problem. We're not part of the solution. We're part of the problem. And the SAD and our intel agencies are directly collaborating. That's why we had Fast and Furious. And when they tried to see they sanction and impeach this guy that was the director of the FBI that put Fast and Furious in these unlicensed guns that didn't even have serial numbers on them, nothing ever happened, did it? Remember that?
No. It's set up all the time.
What was his name? What was the name under Obama?
Fast and Furious. But you have guys like Prouty and Jesse Ventura and so forth put together a fantastic book on JFK, and they showed how Vietnam was all created. It was created through an invasion of immigrants. They forced the Tongs into the southern peninsula so that the people had to fight among themselves to stay alive. It wasn't natural. It was just a natural will to survive, and that's how they created the reorientation of the old French colonies that used to occupy there, and they turned them into a Japan that just takes contracts and makes Levi jeans and everything else today. But it's so wicked and ugly, and it can be traced. I mean, these same people, it's the same damn people at the top, and they're not all bad at the top. I have no aversion against big corporations or people that are not subsidized and not,
but set standards. I mean,
against the American sovereignty.
Yeah, but American corporations and international banks are running the world and setting up wars. We know that the Vietnam War was tied to the oil industry, don't we?
Yep.
Right. Same way as right now. So right now, Gary, for example, the one going on with Iran, I don't know who actually pulled this off. I would not necessarily blame Iran directly. I mean, let's put it this way. I call it key bono. Who's going to benefit? Do you think Iran is stupid enough to actually try to take tankers and hit them with a weapon right in the middle of the Strait of Hormuz? Are they that freaking stupid? I don't assume just because they're foreigners they're stupid. But someone's going to benefit, especially the warmongers that want a big freaking war in the Middle East. Right?
No, both Iran and Russia depend on their oil sales, actually to the West and to Europe. So that's one of their few ways to get cash.
You can shut down Russia with a few phone calls. You can, with a SWIFT banking system, seize the bank accounts of Putin and his oligarchs, and shut down financial transfers. And you can start dealing with their allies that are still dealing with Iran, dealing with the fact that they're enriching uranium, and you'll shut them down. It's easy. A few phone calls. Trump doesn't even need to make it public. He can talk about it a few months from now after it's all done. Same way, for example.
You look at Russia, you find, Carnegie in there with huge headquarters. It's bigger than our embassy. And they're involved with all the, so-called democracy, democratization of Russia, which has nothing to do with it. It's controlled over
come
people.
On.
They care less about the people.
Right. The thing is, we have controls over us. Look how much taxes. At the time of the revolution, I think the taxes was 3%. We actually had a giant tax increase after World War I to pay for the war debt. And then with the Fed Reserve System, which is basically Britain and the banks taking over our banking systems of the Fed Reserve, which we've been under, it only took 20 years for us to be declared functionally bankrupt after 1933 and ship a lot of our gold to Europe. People don't know that we've actually been taken back over again by the British. We're a colony of Britain, and the international banks under control of the Pindar, the Druidic Council of 13, and the globalist bankers and Satanists around the world. People don't get this, do they? It doesn't matter what you call politicians. It's almost like Mayor Amschel Rothschild said, I care not what political system you have. I care who coins the money. So he who coins the money calls the tune, you know, just like the piper. And the fact is we're delusional to think we live in a democracy. We do not.
Democracy was never mentioned in our Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, nor is it mentioned in any of the constitutions in the 50 states. In fact, the War Department during the 20s printed the difference between, you know, democracy and a republic, and said democracy lead towards mobocracy and communism. It was condemned by Adams and Jefferson,
right,
and all of them. So, you know, anybody talking about democracy doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
A republic is a totally different thing, which is why when you have the states like the Midwestern states that got Trump elected, they want to get rid of the Electoral College because they want a mobocracy. They want two or three giant cities in America and the demon rats running everything. And they don't care about whether or not it hurts American people or causes death or it's dangerous to go out at night or go to a parking garage if you're female. They don't give a crap. They just want to have control. I mean, these are control freak Satanists. They go give a crap about whether or not it hurts people or destroys industries or deindustrializes us or exposes us to toxic food or whatever. They could give a damn about it, don't they?
Well, they do give a damn because they've got the Georgia Guidestone Protocols, and that's to reduce the world population. So they need to centralize that control and to have an elite that would care less. It won't think about, you know, family. There won't be local police, elite police that have been nationalized in some other part of the country, and the local people will be demonized as the enemy of the state and colluding with somebody, right?
Right.
And they'll come in and they'll think, because they've been sold on it, that we're evil. Like when we got in World War One, they had pictures of Germans bayoneting children and pregnant women and all that stuff. And that's literally what the media today is doing with their constant 24/7 bashing of Trump.
Yeah, but I think Trump should.
I think
Trump should delicense these media. I think you should jail people like Bezos with Washington Post when they try to do a coup. I think people in Hollywood that make threats like, you know, I want to punch Trump in the face, put the bugger in jail. Why do we tolerate this stuff? Why are we tolerating people that are actually trying to do a coup against our president? Because, it's dangerous. It's not just a matter of it hurts his reputation. He can't do his job. He's putting us all in danger when the media and these demon rats and the rhino Republicans that even don't even agree with using a tariff to get Mexico to do their job. I'd go one step further. I'd send U.S. troops to the Mexican-Guatemala border. I'd send U.S. special forces to kill the drug cartels. I'd shut down the bank accounts of the big drug cartels that buy and sell, and they know what they're doing through the SWIFT system. They're buying stocks in America or foreign corporations. The fourth richest man in the world is a Mexican guy that lives in eastern Mexico. We know where he lives. We have his GPS coordinates. Why do we tolerate it? Why?
Exactly. Well, even the Constitution gives the president the legal right to, you know, protect the borders. He doesn't need a resolution from Congress.
What it needs to do is stop talking to Pelosi and Schumer, ignore them, ignore most of the Democrats. Maybe talk about Sleepy Joe, because the rest of the Democrats are so freaking nuts. When I hear Buttigieg, and this guy's an arrogant little son of a bitch. He actually thinks because of 6 months of driving taxi in Bagram Air Base, he has military experience, and therefore anybody who doesn't should. This guy is an arrogant little bugger, isn't he? My God, man, he got that little smirky smile. No wonder he is Alfred E. Newman, right? He's a Newman guy. I think Trump had him nailed, you know, although he predates this little idiot. But to be honest with you, we're dealing with people that are narcissistic, egomaniac, control freaks from hell. And we need to not tolerate it. Not. And Trump should just ignore them to some extent. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases.
CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world and very importantly should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology for Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
So, Gary, let's talk solutions, okay? I'm going to start with the top. The first thing, to control the border, the Trump has to declare a form of martial law. Number one. Number two, he needs to send our special forces to kill the drug cartels and the narco states in Mexico and Central America and Afghanistan, which, by the way, with the Taliban, are shipping through circular Hercules C-130s, packed to the ceiling. In fact, I remember back in 1995, I met one of my guys who called in panic and wanted me to meet him after hours. So I met him, and I said, what's wrong? And he's sweating the eyeballs off his forehead. I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? He said, I'm scared. I said, why are you scared? He said, well, he's a helicopter pilot, took care of our advanced helicopters and Hercules C-130s at the Aurora Air Base. Because remember, I was a civil aviation examiner for decades, both for the military and non-military. And he said that I just went through a Hercules C-130 that was packed to the ceiling with heroin coming in from Afghanistan. And this is not 25 years ago. This is even before all these things happened, okay? This is before 9/11. You've got to remember, some of this stuff has been going on for a long time. Our drug cartels are working with the drug agencies all over the world. He said, if they find out, they're going to kill me. Guess what? 3 days later, they did. They killed him. You got to understand here, people don't want to hear the truth. They don't even want to have good questions. For example, I had a doctor who was wanting to come on my show. Then he went online and read about Dr. Deagle and then turned down the interview. It's like, duh. If I wanted a regular doctor who's going to be full of crap trying to come on my show and is worried about Dr. Deagle asking him some questions, let me tell you, you better have yourself ready intellectually with your body armor on if you want to talk him into my show. You better be truthful, honest Christian, and not full of crap, because if you do, I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you on air. Now, I'm more aggressive than any other radio broadcaster, TV broadcaster, anywhere on earth in any language. And the reason is not for my sake, not to be an arrogant SOB. It's for the sake of the public out there that are in danger, because the wisdom of us are like the high priests of the ancient world. We're the protectors of civilization. We're the ones that give wisdom to society so it can survive. In all the ancient world, the high priests were above the king, the warrior king. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so people don't know that Samuel was higher than King David. He was more respected because they knew if King David didn't respect the words of the high priest, the civilization was going to crash because God would bring judgment. Now, we're that far along right now. And America, by the way, we have a great president, but he's got bad advisors around him. And if I can't get through and get my people like you through to talk to Donald Trump, he's going to screw up. He's screwing up right now with 5G network and recycled toxic water. He's screwing up with not being aggressive enough over the border. He's screwing up tolerating Hillary Clinton and these other people inside his own government that aren't in jail. He's tolerating media that are still trying to do a coup against him. I mean, the death by a thousand cuts, which is occurring through the media, they don't want to impeach him. They want to pre-impeach him to the point where they win the election because they make him look so bad that he loses the election. The reason why the Democrats are in power right now in the House is simply because they treat him so disrespectfully that most Democrats and Americans that call themselves Democrats believe he's a criminal and did treason. It's just crap, okay? I don't care if you're a Democrat, you're an idiot. You're a suicidal idiot, because if you start a civil war in this country by trying to disarm us, there's going to be a lot of blood in the streets. It's going to get ugly. If you think you're going to, you're so
a war against us, it's as serious as any invasion.
Right.
There's 1,000 illegals released into the United States every day, into all these various districts. This is the globalist-controlled political party bosses in both the
right.
Republican and Democrat, including Mitch McConnell. We see our daughters, pushed into drugs, thinking it's cool by the various TV programs.
Right.
And their kids want to be cool and sell it like Breaking Bad. And in the meanwhile, this is the Trojan horse. And as you said, the 5G's moving in. They should jail the people that are advocating
violence. I would be much more Trumpian. I'm putting together a video to give it to Trump and put it up on the social media, Twitter and Facebook. And we're working hard to try to get through to people like Representative Senator Scott in Florida, who used to be the governor. The problem is I'm not getting response from these politicians. And even when I went through Jerry McLaughlin here, who was getting a guest on tomorrow, was a doctor. He went online and, I read about Dr. Deagle. I don't want to go on your show. It's like, why don't you let me talk to you, idiot? You know, the problem is, people don't want anybody to ask good questions. I mean, they have to understand I'm a rational person, but I'm also unusually smart and tough. I can't fly at the speed of light, and I can't break the sound barrier, but guess what? I am intellectually and spiritually a Superman. I am not Mr. Passive. Not for my sake to be an arrogant SOB. Realize we're at the end time battle. This is it. The human race is on the edge of destruction. We're moving towards transhumanism. We're going to talk about this coming up next week with Ken Klein. He has a video on it. If you go to his website, kenkleinproductions.com. You know, people have to understand what I know. If you knew what I know and you didn't have a relationship with the Most High God, the smartest thing to do would be commit suicide. Because it's that bad, okay? And the population wants to ignore it or wants to spit on the messenger because they figure if we spit on or growl at him, he'll shut the hell up. Not going to happen, people. You know, I find it amazing that the public thinks that if they kind of silence the messenger, the problem is going to go away. No, it's not. And Trump is trying to do something, but he's got bad advisors around him. Look at these guys in the Republican Party that are backstabbing him. Oh, you shouldn't misuse the idea of tariffs. He got Mexico moving because he knows that they're going to get hurt bad. But guess what? He needs to move a lot further. Mexico is a narco state. They have more money they're making on the drug cartels than Walmart. People don't understand that.
I think the public is really important. I think the public, rather than listening to anybody, needs to be the messenger. They need to show up, and they don't have to be sophisticated. They have to just get involved and seek the truth. And that's the same with the dopey political central committees and the rest of it.
Right.
Get what you understand. Take it there. Otherwise, nobody sees that there's resistance or a difference. You need to question, inform, and get off your butts. That's all.
Right. And also,
otherwise,
contact
you're
your.
Die.
If we had 100,000 people, let's say, listen to the show, contact President Trump. You better talk to Dr. Deagle and Gary Richard Arnold. Or talk to, John W. Spring about the whistleblowing about the Large Carolina nukes. Trump
is
not
in the White House line right now. At least it'll show up in a poll, and they mark what you're concerned about, and that's better than nothing. But after doing that, show up, understand, and question these local people.
Right.
For 150 years, these conspirators have been getting away with stuff because they neutralize their opposition. The Republican Party, which would have been a natural resistance, is permeated with these neutralizers that belong to, like, the Ripon Society and
But you know, here's the real danger, and here's the danger that's moving in our direction. When we set up social media in the World Wide Web, which was set up by the globalists, you know, the same people that set up the Hadron Collider, they didn't understand that at some point we were going to force them to be the same as any magazine or anybody else that could be sued. Now, Google and Facebook and so on, they're being sued by in Europe. We're one of the last nations that's not going to control these social media, and we're going to be forced to, okay, by other nations like Europeans and so on. And that means we're going to have a platform to tell the truth and raise questions. And the regular media, whether it's cable news network controlled by Fox that has Hannity, kiss-ass Hannity, or terrible Tucker, who won't cross red lines, otherwise he'll be fired, or I think Judge Pirro, she got a what for. I'm telling you for sure she got a what for to tell her don't say certain things. She got temporarily fired and rehired. Remember, a lot of people protested being fired, and she was rehired. People need to realize...
they're on probation. They know it.
Right, and you got to understand... if I try to get on Fox and I try to contact all the social media, do you think any of these idiots would even bring me on for 5 minutes to raise two or three issues? Are you kidding? Now, if you want to consider me just mentally ill, guess what? I got mentally ill. I got a couple good questions for you. Okay, whether you consider me mentally ill just because you want to abuse me so that people will not take my opinion or question seriously. The fact is,
I'm going to interrupt you right now. Have people go get their pen and pencil so at least they can do this one effort. And after that effort, they should go down to a city council or a central committee of whatever their favorite political party is and get involved in the very minimum just to look and question.
Right.
From this program, with their listeners, they'll discover that they're the smartest people in the room.
Yeah, or at least the most honest or the most humane. See, the problem is these politicians, look at Swalwell. Look at Adam Schiff. This guy, this bug-eyed Schiff, okay? These people, we can hardly consider them our relatives, our brothers and sisters as human beings. They are so decrepit and evil, it's hard to say, are they my distant brother or cousin, fifth generation removed? No. They're evil. They've given their soul to the dark side. They've given, they made the what's that that discussion they used to give back in the Middle Ages? They talk about the devil's deal, you know. They had a movie with Robert De Niro years ago, you know, where the guy made a deal with the devil. These politicians have done that, and they want to make out that because I raised the issue, don't talk to Deagle, he's a conspiracy theorist. Even that term was invented by the CIA to disrespect people that raise good questions. How dare you raise the question that 9/11 was an inside job when it had the same explosives as Oklahoma City, and they not only tried to kill Cody Snodgrass, which, by the way, they put him back in the hospital just a few days ago, so I tried to get him back on the show. He was the munitions guy. They tried to give him $500,000 to actually blow up the Murrah building. But when they found out that I knew what actually happened, I got fired and death threats. And guess what? Dr. Deagle's not Mr. Passive. I'm not like a lot of these other nice functional medicine doctors.
Joseph Biden that was pushing the Patriot Law type actions right after Oklahoma. Oklahoma is the most exposed, fake news
Yeah, and a lot of people ended up dead, doctors, policemen, other people, because they knew what happened in Oklahoma City. And you know what I told them? I said, you try to come after me, I got friends in Delta Force, and I'll kill you, Major Swinder, and you and the board members, so fast you won't be able to connect it to me.
Okay,
so guess what? The next day I got the letter. Let me finish. Last day I got the letter of reference on the 50,000. So you got to understand here out there, when you read about Dr. Deagle and you won't come on my show, or you won't call into the show because Dr. Deagle, he's disgusting. He talks over his guests and he thinks he knows everything. If I talk about something, damn it, I'm putting my life in danger for you out there. You better take it serious, whether it's your health, your geopolitical future, or your spiritual future. You need to know this show is unique. Unique. Please continue.
Yeah, here's the White House phone number. Insist on defending the borders right now. Not another person over. Too many daughters or sons are being killed constantly. And put that burden on the Democrats and these rhino Republicans. The phone number is, and I'll read it twice, area code 202-456-1111. That's 202-456-1111. And your listeners alone can help tilt the information going in there. So if there's any value to public pressure, and I think there is some because the other side uses it all the time, write that on your calendar and call in daily about your concerns to overcome the coordinated robo-calls that manipulate politicians.
Yeah, and the problem is we're at the point that it's the end of the race. What I see happening, the other media are useless. Fox is, we're halfway there. But they don't want to have anybody like you. How many times have you been requested by major media to come on? Did you know that 11 years ago, before I came here to California, I got called by Coast to Coast Radio. And then a half an hour, 15 minutes before I was going to do a series of shows, because I didn't ask them, they asked me to do a series, well, we got to cancel, we can't have you on the air, Deagle. And I said, why not? He said, well, George can't, you can't talk to George. We're not going to give you his number, but we're going to give you his email. I emailed back and forth to George Norrie, the son of a bitch. Wouldn't respond properly.
Before we go, it looks like Kinetic Forces are again tracking me. We've caught a couple of them in the county building. It was a Panetta machine that had Rockefeller Family Associates run by the Skull and Bones member doing break-ins and dirty tricks years ago. It looks like we see them in the background again.
Yeah, exactly. Now, people have to understand, don't trust regular media. Don't even trust alternative media until you know if they ask good questions.